Bishop?
Yes, Annette?
Father Gilbert is here to see you.
Father Gilbert?
From St. Mark's in Stonebridge. You sent for him.
Oh, yes. Yes, Father Gilbert. Send him in. And bring in a pot of tea. Please.
Yes, Bishop.
And sugar. We'll need a lot of sugar for Father Gilbert.
How kind of you to remember, Your Eminence.
Ah, Father, do come in. Sit down. And how many times do I have to tell you to drop the Your Eminence business? If calling me David is too informal, then call me Bishop.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
I'm glad you could come on such short notice.
I very nearly couldn't. Your letter arrived only yesterday.
Yesterday? Oh, dear, the postal service isn't what it used to be. Well?
Well?
Will you take the assignment?
Assignment? What assignment?
The one I mentioned in my letter.
I'm sorry, Bishop, but your letter didn't mention an assignment, only that you wanted to see me immediately.
Well, blast that. Not only is the post office late, but they didn't even deliver my entire letter. What's this country coming to?
What can I do for you, Bishop?
I need a man with spiritual discernment. One who can look at a questionable situation and come to a wise conclusion. Do you follow me?
Not at all. What kinds of questionable situations are you talking about?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, I'm talking about the weird ones, Father Gilbert.
Uh-huh.
I understand you're interested in, rather you're gifted, in unexplainable phenomena. Visions, dreams, miracles, demons, that sort of thing.
Well, I've had a few encounters along the way.
Exactly. So you have more experience than the average vicar.
But I have to make it clear, I'm a sceptic when it comes to the vast majority of supernatural or paranormal events, even within the church.
Which makes you perfect for what I have in mind. You won't be duped, but you won't be closed-minded either.
I'm afraid I still don't understand what you're asking me to do.
Am I not speaking clearly? You see, every now and then, I hear from a vicar or a member of the diocese who has had some sort of encounter or crisis or, well, call it what you like. In general, it's something weird. I'd like you to investigate the situation and give me a report of your findings. And, of course, your recommendations for how the Church of England should respond.
I see.
Is that a yes?
I'm not entirely sure. Has something happened to cause you to ask me about this now?
Yes. I have a case I need you to look into right away.
What kind of case, exactly? Ah, thank you for waiting, Mrs. Mayhew.
There's a lovely tea shop in the lanes, Father. It has the most delicious cream cakes. Would you like to go there, or did the bishop drown you in tea?
Oh, well, we never had our tea, come to think of it. But, no, we need to drive directly back to Stonebridge. Where did you park your car?
Up behind the lanes.
Then we should go.
What's the hurry?
I have to pack.
Pack?
I'll explain everything on the way.
Well, are you going to tell me about your mission for the bishop?
Well, have you ever heard of the Advent Group?
No, I haven't.
They operate out of St. Anselm's in Storwich under the auspices of the vicar there.
Is it a business of some sort?
It's a healing ministry.
Oh.
You don't approve?
In my experience, none of the so-called healing ministries ever minister or heal. Mostly they seem to get people worked up over nothing and leave them disappointed with less money in their pockets. What does this Advent group have to do with the bishop, or you?
Well, the bishop received an anonymous letter indicating that rather sensational, tabloid-worthy things are going on at the church in Storwich. Miracles and wonders, the letter said.
Sounds very un-Anglican, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I think the bishop would agree with you. The group is making him very nervous. He wants to find out the truth of what's happening there before the tabloids really do get wind of the story.
Good for him. The last thing we need is yet another series of articles in the newspapers showing how bizarre the Anglican Church has become. It's embarrassing. They portray us as dithering old fools or as maniacs.
That's because we are dithering old fools and maniacs.
Speak for yourself.
And what if miracles and wonders are truly taking place there?
Oh, don't be silly, Father. We're 21st century Anglicans. We don't believe in such things.
Don't we?
Do we?
Well, course.
Please don't say the bishop is asking you to meet with this alleged healing ministry.
Oh, no, not meet with them, no.
Good.
He wants me to stay with them for a few days.
Oh.
I'm to determine whether or not they're legitimate.
Oh, Father, I thought you got on with this bishop. Why is he sending you?
Well, I got the impression that I have a reputation.
And I try so hard to keep things quiet.
Thank you.
Exactly what kinds of miracles and wonders is this Advent group claiming to perform?
Oh, it's the usual. The healing of major diseases and infirmities, raising people from the dead, that sort of thing.
Oh, dear. Well, better you than me, Father.
Actually, I was coming to that.
Coming to what?
Well, Storage is off the beaten track, and it'll take ages to get there by train, and my car is in the garage, as you know.
Father!
So, Mr. Urquhart is up to his eyebrows in the building project, and Bill Drake is away on holiday.
No,
so,
Father, I won't drive you. I can't.
Why not?
Because... Well, because...
Thank you, Mrs. Mayhew.